including 1 in 12 children. Are you or someone you know in need of food? Help is just around the corner. The Blue Ridge Area Food Bank and its network of more than 200 food pantries are here to serve those experiencing hunger at no cost. You can find food pantries and other food assistance programs close to you with the Food Bank's Food Finder tool, available on its website at brafb.org.
Local news first from the CBS 19 and WCHV newsrooms next.
Mostly sunny skies, but still breezy today. Not quite as bad as yesterday, though. Highs in the lower 40s.
At 5:30, it is 28 degrees at the Automated Office System Studios. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first. The assistant city manager in Charlottesville has announced that noon today is the end of the snow event. So businesses and residents in Charlottesville need to have their sidewalks cleared by noon Tuesday.
Only a handful of power outages were reported in central Virginia from the recent snowstorm. The reason for that is because we didn't have a heavy, wet snow like we saw a couple of weeks ago.
Governor Glenn Youngkin addressed a joint session of the Virginia General Assembly Monday afternoon.
Today we're at a proverbial tipping point where the cash flow to the government from rising tax burdens is very high. And yet the impact of high costs and high taxes and an increased regulatory burden are clearly being felt in the real economy and the real lives of Virginians. The good news is that we have the ability to course correct before this poor performance becomes permanent. With current and projected tax-driven surpluses, we can lower taxes on Virginia families and make critical investments in those key pillars to the Great Virginia Promise. The Great Virginia Promise of a lower cost of living, excellent schools, safe communities, a rip-roaring economy that lifts up all Virginians.
He called on the General Assembly to work in bipartisan fashion to work on cutting taxes, increasing economic opportunity, and reinvesting in law enforcement.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 28 degrees with the Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast, and Stormwatch coming up next on air at Seaville 107.5 and 1260 and online at WCHV.com.
Fox on Tech.
Life on Zoom or Hangouts is in many ways here to stay. We take meetings, classes, family reunions, and holiday meals on video chat now, much more than we did before COVID policies forced us indoors and away. But even the pre-COVID culture of FaceTime and selfies still didn't help most of us learn how to not look strange on camera. You know you do it, or you know someone who does it. You see them on the screen, and even though you're mid-conversation, they just don't look like they're looking at you. Well, they are. They're just looking at you on their screen and not into their camera lens, which is how you see them. Stanford University led a study to determine what are some of the best practices to make you look